Manu Patra alerts dated the 10th of September 2019. Telangana High Court has taken a serious view of the rising dengue cases in the state and has subsequently asked the government to tackle the emergency-like situation on priority, slamming the Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation for not carrying out fogging in affected areas. The court asked for a report by the 11th of September on the steps that need to be taken in order to contain the damage in medical care provided to patients in government hospitals. Supreme Court has observed that in a case of divergent and multiple dying declarations, the court need not invariably pick the one that incriminates the accused person. However, it is for the court to find out which of the dying victim's statement is true. Supreme Court has observed while cautioning the High Courts that a judgment may be right or wrong, but higher court judges cannot indulge in passing scathing remarks about trial judges merely because they do not agree with their point of view. Supreme Court has ruled that the decree against plaintiffs by default bars fresh suit on the same cause of action by their successors in title. The court observed that the purchaser was sailing in the same boat as that of the original plaintiffs. He cannot be said to be having better rights than the original plaintiffs. Punjab and Haryana High Court has ordered the Rapid Metro Rail Gurgaon Limited and Rapid Metro Rail Gurgaon South Limited to continue operating the Rapid Metro till the 17th of September. It also asked the Haryana Mass Rapid Transport Corporation Limited and Haryana Sheri Vikas Pradhikaran to reimburse the insurance and operation and maintenance cost of this period to the companies. Punjab and Haryana High Court has refused to stay the ban on the telecast of the television series Ram Siya Ke Lokash imposed by the state of Punjab 2 days ago. The court called upon the additional advocate general to take instructions in the matter, especially on the offer made by the producers to delete the scenes in question. The advocate general had contended that it has hurt the religious sentiments of the Valmiki community in the state by portraying Valmiki ji in a negative light. Delhi High Court has rejected a plea that had sought to limit the number of effigies of Ravan or others to be burnt in the national capital on the eve of Dashera, saying a policy on this is to be drafted by the centre and not by the court. Delhi High Court has asked the Delhi Chief Secretary to file an affidavit explaining the steps taken or proposed to be taken to regulate the pathological laboratories and clinics in the city. Delhi High Court has ruled that home buyers can approach both the National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission and RERA against errant builders as their jurisdictions are concurrent. Madras High Court has rejected a contempt petition against a family court judge and has observed that the family court judges are under judicial suffocation. Securities Appellate Tribunal, SAT, has set aside a penalty of 3 lakh rupees levied by Markets Regulator Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, on Central Bank of India for the violation of debenture trustee norms. It was noted by SAT that SEBI had let off the lender on censure for the violations. Motor Vehicles Amendment Act 2019 has increased the fine for not wearing the rear seat belt to 1000 rupees. The fine on the same had always existed as per the Central Motor Vehicles Rules, 1989, according to which a 2004 notification which came into force in 2005 had made the same compulsory. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has noted that there is no proper mechanism for plastic waste management in the country and directed the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB, to take necessary action in this regard. The tribunal said that mere issuance of directions by the CPCB was not sufficient and compliance needs to be overseen. Allahabad High Court, AHC, has ruled that in the absence of a specific remedy in employee service regulations, an employer may invoke civil liability to recover the loss incurred by him due to the actions of employee.